This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The role of emotional intelligence in team synergy. Why how your team feels determines how well your team functions. In short, emotional intelligence is the root mechanism that determines whether a team builds genuine synergy or just manages surface cooperation. Emotional awareness shapes whether trust compounds or erodes between team members over time. The ability to regulate your own reactions directly affects whether conflict repairs or permanently fractures a team. Teams with high collective emotional intelligence communicate more directly, recover faster, and sustain performance under pressure. Definition: emotional intelligence in a team context is the capacity to recognize, understand, and manage emotions, your own and others, in ways that build trust, repair conflict, and create the conditions for people to work together at their best. Introduction. I've watched teams fail in ways that made no logical sense. Talented people, clear goals, reasonable processes, and yet something invisible kept pulling them apart. It took me years to name it clearly. The problem was almost never the work. It was how people were reading each other and how they were managing what they felt. The central question this article answers is direct: how does emotional intelligence actually produce team synergy, and through what specific mechanism does it do so? That matters because most people treat emotional intelligence as a soft add-on, a nice quality to have alongside the real work. It is not. It is the engine underneath. In this article, you will understand the specific ways that emotional intelligence creates or destroys team synergy, and what that understanding changes about how you communicate day to day. If you want to explore how synergy connects to safety and honesty, what is psychological safety, and how it drives team synergy is worth reading alongside this one. The surface versus the root of team synergy. Most people understand team synergy as a visible thing: people collaborating well, sharing ideas freely, finishing each other's sentences in meetings. You can see it when it is present. You can feel the absence of it like cold air under a door. What people miss is what is actually generating that visible harmony. They see the output and assume the output is the thing to fix. So they run workshops, set new ground rules, redesign the meeting structure. The surface changes for a week, then the old patterns return. Here is what is actually driving it. Synergy is not produced by good processes or even shared goals. It is produced by whether people feel safe enough to be direct, skilled enough to hear hard things without shutting down, and willing enough to repair the small tears that every team accumulates. Those three capacities are emotional. Every one of them lives or dies on emotional intelligence. Understanding the root changes how you respond to the surface. When a team is pulling apart, the question is not what is the process problem. It is what is the emotional dynamic that this process problem is sitting on top of. How emotional intelligence in team synergy actually works. Here is the truth of it: emotional intelligence does not make teams nicer. It makes them more honest and more durable. Those are different things, and the distinction matters enormously. Self-awareness is the first gear. When you know your own emotional state accurately, you can choose your response rather than just react. In a team, one person's unmanaged reaction can collapse a room in under a minute. I've seen a decade of trust dissolve because someone could not separate their frustration from their feedback, which means that in practice, the single most stabilizing thing you can offer your team is the ability to know when you're charged up, and to say so directly rather than let it leak sideways. Empathy is what makes information flow. When people feel genuinely heard, they share more, including the things that are uncomfortable to say: the concern about a direction, the doubt about a decision, the conflict brewing beneath the surface. Without empathy, those things go unspoken. They do not disappear, they accumulate. This is why teams with strong emotional attunement tend to surface problems earlier, before they become crises. How empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy goes deep on exactly this. Social awareness connects the individual to the group. Reading a room, sensing who is disengaged, who is holding back, who is carrying something not yet named, is a skill. It is learnable, and it is essential. Teams where people are socially aware of each other respond to shifts in the group climate in real time. That is how they stay coherent under pressure rather than splintering. Emotional regulation determines how conflict lands. Conflict is not the enemy of synergy. Unmanaged conflict is. When team members can feel strongly and still respond thoughtfully, disagreement becomes productive. When they cannot, even small frictions escalate. This is why the quality of a team's feedback culture is almost always a direct reflection of its emotional regulation, not its feedback process. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it explores what that looks like in practice. Put it plainly, emotional intelligence is the invisible infrastructure of team synergy. Strip it away, and the processes and tools you have built will not hold. Build it carefully, and the team becomes something more than the sum of its parts. What this looks like in real situations. Here is where the mechanism becomes visible in everyday communication. A team meeting where one voice dominates. Every team has someone who fills the silence. They are not always the most senior person, but they are the loudest and the fastest. In a low EQ team, others go quiet, not because they have nothing to say, but because they have learned that speaking up costs more than staying silent. The dominating voice reads the silence as agreement. It is not. This is emotional unawareness operating as a structural problem, suppressing the diversity of thought that synergy depends on. A conflict that never gets resolved. Two team members have a falling out over a project decision. Both believe they handled it professionally. Neither ever named what actually happened between them. 6 months later, the team is slower. Communication roots around those two people, and no one can explain why collaboration feels harder than it used to. The wound stayed open because neither person had the self-awareness to name what they felt or the courage to repair it directly. High psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy speaks to why this repair is so rarely initiated. A high performer who's quietly eroding the team. She delivers every deadline, every metric. But her impatience is sharp, her tone dismissive when others are slower. Gradually, the people around her stop asking questions, stop flagging problems early, stop bringing her their best ideas. Her output stays high while the team's collective output drops. Her low social awareness means she cannot see what her behavior is costing the group. Her results look like strength. To the team, they feel like a slow freeze. In each of these situations, the surface behavior was different. The root mechanism was the same. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why most people miss the emotional intelligence connection. If this insight is this important, why do so few teams work on it deliberately? After decades of watching this, I can tell you it is not ignorance. It is avoidance. Emotions feel unprofessional to name. Many people were trained, explicitly or implicitly, to leave feelings at the door. Naming an emotional dynamic in a team meeting feels risky, even inappropriate. So the dynamics go unnamed, and what goes unnamed goes unmanaged. Role clarity and process get attention because they feel safe to discuss. Emotional undercurrents do not. The cause is always invisible by the time the effect appears. By the time a team is in open conflict or chronic underperformance, people are looking at the symptoms, not the source. They see the missed deadline, the poor meeting, the friction between two people. They do not see the months of small emotional failures that created the conditions for those symptoms to emerge. Leaders confuse emotional intelligence with emotional indulgence. I have heard this more times than I can count. I am not here to manage people's feelings. That misses the point entirely. Emotional intelligence is not about feelings. It is about clarity, trust, and function. When people feel read and respected, they work harder, speak more honestly, and stay longer. That is not soft. That is the business case. Skills without emotional grounding look like solutions. Teams invest in feedback frameworks, communication models, and meeting structures. These tools matter. But without the emotional intelligence to use them honestly, a feedback tool becomes a performance, not a conversation. How to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides is a good example of a tool that works, but only in the right emotional climate. Awareness is the beginning. But awareness without application changes nothing. What the emotional intelligence connection means for how you communicate. Understanding this changes what you do in three specific ways. Number one, name the emotional climate, not just the task. When tension is high in a team, do not skip straight to the agenda. Cause, acknowledge what is in the room. This is not therapy, it is competence. Say, I can feel that last week's decision is still sitting with some people. Let us take 2 minutes before we move on. That one habit, practiced consistently, prevents more damage than any process tool I have ever seen. Number two, repair fast and directly. Every team accumulates small tears, a sharp word, an overlooked contribution, a decision made without consultation. The teams that sustain synergy do not avoid these moments. They repair them quickly. Build the habit of naming what happened and acknowledging impact. The Grom method gives you a clear framework for turning those repair conversations into genuine forward movement. Number three, read the room before you speak. Before your next difficult conversation or team meeting, spend 60 seconds genuinely asking, what is each person carrying into this room right now? What might they need to feel heard before they can contribute fully? This is social awareness applied as a practical tool, not a personality trait. What is role clarity, and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy is a useful companion here when people are clear on their roles. Emotional intelligence has better ground to stand on. These are not new behaviours. They are the same behaviours, grounded in a deeper understanding of why they work. Key insights and next steps. The emotional intelligence of your team is not background noise. It is the primary driver of whether your team achieves genuine synergy or just manages polite cooperation. Emotional intelligence operates through four specific capacities: self-awareness, empathy, social awareness, and emotional regulation. Each one directly affects how a team functions. You cannot separate emotional dynamics from team performance. They are the same thing, viewed from different angles. The most damaging emotional failures in teams are not the dramatic explosions. They are the small, unrepaired tears that accumulate in silence. High emotional intelligence in a team does not mean conflict disappears. It means conflict gets repaired rather than buried. Every communication tool your team uses will perform at the level of the emotional intelligence underneath it. Building this capacity is not a one-time event. It is a practice, built through consistent, honest, courageous daily interaction. To go deeper on the conditions that make emotional intelligence function in a team, read what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy and how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy. Both will give you the fuller picture. This much I know for certain: building emotional intelligence team by team, conversation by conversation, is the only reliable path to the kind of synergy that holds when the pressure is real. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional intelligence in team synergy? Emotional intelligence in a team context means the ability to read, manage, and respond to emotions, your own and those of the people around you. It shapes how trust is built, how conflict is handled, and whether a team moves together or pulls apart under pressure. How does emotional intelligence affect team synergy? Emotional intelligence affects team synergy by determining how safely people speak up, how quickly conflict gets repaired, and how consistently people feel heard. When emotional awareness is high across a team, communication becomes more direct and trust compounds over time. Can you build emotional intelligence in a team? You can build emotional intelligence in a team through consistent, deliberate practice, naming tensions early, listening without interrupting, and repairing damage quickly after conflict. It is less about personality and more about habits that a team either builds or neglects over time. Why do high-skilled teams sometimes lack synergy? High-skilled teams lack synergy when emotional signals go unread or unaddressed. Technical ability does not automatically produce trust or cooperation. When people feel unsafe to speak honestly or fear judgment, even the most capable team fragments under pressure. What is the difference between emotional intelligence and empathy in teams? Empathy is one component of emotional intelligence, the ability to sense what someone else is experiencing. Emotional intelligence in a team also includes self-awareness, self-management, and social awareness. Together, these create conditions where empathy can be acted on rather than just felt. How does emotional intelligence connect to psychological safety in teams? Emotional intelligence creates the conditions that make psychological safety possible. When team members regulate their own reactions and read others accurately, people feel safer raising concerns and admitting mistakes. Without emotional intelligence, psychological safety remains fragile even when leaders intend it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.